What was the idea behind the Military Voices Initiative? Why was it started to begin with?
You know, these last 11 years have been pretty unique in the sense that a very small percentage of the population has actually served. And there's a Pew Research study that I think came out in 2011, which actually cites an interesting statistic, and it's that something like 80% of veterans feel that civilians don't understand what they've been through. And similarly, you know, 70% of civilians agree that they don't understand what veterans have been through. So there's this disconnect. So part of the impetus to create this program was to really bridge the gap between the veteran and civilian communities. Beyond that, there have been many different testimonials from different people who have served who have said, you know, I want someone to listen to me. You don't need to pity me. You don't need to, I don't need to be the hero. I just want someone to listen. And so, again, that really fits into the mission of StoryCorps, the idea that the act of listening is incredibly powerful and obviously means something different to everyone. But for this community that doesn't necessarily feel listened to, it's that much more important.
Sylvie, what has surprised you and the team since you started this project? Any surprises?
Surprising for us, I think, is just the nuance of the stories that we hear. So it's not one type of story, and it's not one archetype. You know, it's not always as simple as I wanted to serve my country, and I'm proud that I did that. There's so much in between. There's I wanted to enlist because I wanted to go to school. There's, you know, my family comes from a long line of military. There's the difficulty of transitioning back. There's the spouse who had to maintain a household alone. So I think just the nuance of every single story, that it's not black and white, that it's not, you know, the hero or the villain. There's just an incredible in-between that I think we miss or we can miss in news coverage of veterans and veteran issues.
I guess in some ways you're answering this question, Sylvie, but what makes a great interview for StoryCorps?
Well, a great interview in terms of broadcast is definitely different from a full-length StoryCorps interview. StoryCorps, every conversation is 40 minutes, and it happens between two people who know each other. So we do very little interviewing, although facilitators can certainly and have certainly jumped in with questions here or there. But the idea is that it's two people who know each other, who already have this rich dynamic, who already have this established comfort, and can really sort of reflect and go down, you know, the right path of questions. So a good interview in that sense is that once the interview is done, the participants feel happy with what they shared. That's sort of the measure of a good interview in that way. And then for our broadcast, that's when we take a really unique moment in a story and we edit it down into a 3-minute segment. And it tends to be, you know, it tends to pack a punch. A lot of people call our broadcast driveway moments because they make you, you know, sit in your car and oftentimes cry. So a good story in that sense is we always look for a beginning, middle, and end. We definitely look for universal themes, stories that reflect humanity that other people can connect to. Sometimes, you know, it's a dynamic that we're trying to capture between the two people. But I'd say more often than not, it's just a really interesting and compelling story